I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. Small business owners in the state may be held to the same standards as larger employers when it comes to discrimination, if the governor signs on. Rachel Otwell has more.
It's being called the Illinois Human Rights Act Expansion Bill. It would cover workers at businesses with 15 or fewer employees. Sponsor and Democrat Will Guzzardi, a state representative from Chicago, says it's time for all workers in the state to have the same protections when it comes to discrimination in the workplace on account of race, religion, and other factors. As current law stands, when it comes to employees at those smaller businesses, Guzzardi says,
there's nothing that they can do. It's totally legal to discriminate against them. So we think that's unfair and unjust.
Organizations like Equality Illinois, which advocates for LGBTQ rights, agree with Guzzardi and are urging the governor to sign the bill. It's on his desk, and he has until mid-month to act. Opponents include business groups like the Illinois Manufacturers Association. I'm Rachel Otwell.
Governor Bruce Rauner signed into law a measure allowing parents to give medical marijuana to their children while in school. The measure is named after 11-year-old Ashley Surin, who suffers from leukemia and epilepsy. She uses patches infused with cannabis oil to keep her condition in check, but she was not allowed to use them during the school day. In a Senate floor debate in May, Elgin Democrat Christina Castro said children like Ashley should not have to choose between education and their health. Under the new law, children can get their medication during the school day as long as parents or guardians give the cannabis-infused products in a private location. The law takes effect this academic year. Chicago officials issued parking bans and are warning motorists of street closures ahead of the rush hour protest along Lakeshore Drive. Marchers plan to gather this afternoon and walk toward Wrigley Field. They will demand the resignations of Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson and Mayor Rahm Emanuel. They claim the officials failed to act on gun violence. Organizers say they believe the march also will draw attention to corruption and the lack of investment in the city's African-American neighborhoods. The demonstration comes almost a month after anti-violence protesters shut down traffic on a Chicago interstate. And former Illinois Congressman Mel Reynolds reported to a federal correctional center. He begins serving the remaining 4 months of his sentence for failing to file tax returns. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. In the news this morning, it was 73 years ago this month that the United States dropped nuclear bombs on the Japanese cities of Hiroshima and Nagasaki. This weekend, the Peace Coalition of Southern Illinois will hold a ceremony remembering those lost in the attack and a vigil calling for nuclear disarmament. WSIU's Amelia Blakely has more.
The Peace Coalition's George Ann Hartzog says the vigil calls for the U.S. to support the United Nations' new treaty for the prohibition of nuclear weapons to prevent future nuclear disasters.
It's a very dangerous step that we're taking with modernizing nuclear weapons instead of eliminating them.
The vigil is from noon to 1 on Saturday at the corner of Main and Illinois Avenue in Carbondale. The remembrance ceremony and potluck will be on Sunday at the Church of the Good Shepherd beginning at 5:30 p.m. Both events are public and free. This is WSIU's Amelia Blakely.
Students have started a new school year at a suburban Indianapolis middle school more than 2 months after a classroom shooting wounded a student and a teacher there. Science teacher and SIU Carbondale alumnus Jason Seaman was among those returning for class. A 13-year-old boy allegedly shot Seaman and a 13-year-old girl after officials say he entered Seaman's classroom May 25th with two handguns. New security measures, including more surveillance and police officers, are in place at the school. I'm Jennifer Fuller.